I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
As a woman, I am tired of hustling. I can't explain how the last 5 years of my life has literally drained me. The 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe 10 years of my life has just drained me because of I've been working super hard.
I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
Going into my 30s, and yes, I do feel like a man should be able to provide the security it is that I need, because I've been figuring it out myself and holding it all up on myself for a very, very long time. And it just becomes a time in your life where you want to rest in your femininity and you just want to know that things are handled. Yes, I do feel like a woman should have things of her own, but I also just feel like when you're dealing with a man, we're craving for security at a certain age. We want to know that things are okay. We want to know that, damn, if I can't figure this out right now, he maybe can take over. He maybe can take the lead and figure it out for me. But it's just, I no longer want to be the woman, the Miss Independent, the Miss Big Money, the Miss, the one with all the drive, the one with all the ambition, the one with all the plans, the one that's going to just lead every single thing, because it makes me stressed out. Like, it makes me feel like I'm continuously in survival mode because I'm trying to figure out things and there's no, it's just very, very stressful. I do desire as a woman a marriage where things are taken care of. Now, I'm always going to have my goals. I just want the things that I want to do with my life to be like my passion projects. Like, yes, I'm still going to work on the business that I'm working on. Yes, I'm still going to be working on my career, but I don't want to be working on what I'm working on out of survival mode because I'm trying to hold everything over the top of my head.
You can't make this up.
She just want a man to be her wallet and retirement plan while she do what she want to do. But see, you were supposed to lock that down in your early 20s. But you wanted to maintain your freedom in your early 20s so you can pop pee at the club and at the parties and this and that. But now that you hitting 30, hitting the wall, you want a man to come finance your life and make your life easier. When you rejected male authority in your youth so you could be wild and reckless. Nah, it don't work that way.
You ain't finna get me in our relationship 2 weeks into knowing me. You ain't finna be talking about who I'm on the phone with, who I'm laid up with. We ain't doing that. You ain't calling no dibs over here. You need to have you something else going on, brother. Because I don't know you like that. I'm not finna be in our relationship with you. Nah, you ain't love bombing me and you ain't finna be doing no exclusivity with me that quick. I don't know you. Nigga, you not finna trick bag me. Yo ain't be acting all good. Next thing you know, you around here trying to whoop on top of my head. Tell me that you got 3 girlfriends and I'm finna be the 4th. You not doing that to me. You is emotionally unstable. How you just meet me and you in love with me? Regulate yourself. I don't play that. I hate for a man to be in love with me too quick, baby. I'm scared of you. You got an idea or something you trying to give me? What's up? I'm scared, baby. You gotta calm down. I'm a good person, but you ain't that in love. You don't even know me for real, bro. You don't know how bad I snore and stuff. Like, go ahead, calm down, King. It's somebody else out here for you. It ain't me. Cause baby, it be taking me like a year to like a nigga. A year. Bare minimum.
That should put a motherfucker in an insane asylum right there.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. A part of me agree with what she's saying, because 2 weeks can be too soon to try to jump into something. Next, I want to say she's too loud. Way too loud. Way too ghetto. Nothing about that screamed peace. Nothing about her screaming screams peace, right? Nobody's waiting around for a year while you see if you like them. Why they spending money on dates and putting time, effort, and energy. If a woman trying to, you know, slow burn you like that, keep it moving. That's why I say there should be a rule of, if I ain't hitting buns after the 3rd or 4th date, you blocked.
That's a hard nigga.
Y'all ladies gotta stop letting these girls on the internet run y'all away from being a good woman, because y'all feeling like y'all gonna be a pick me. Like, you ain't gotta be desperate, but everything really ain't pick me. Some of y'all just don't know how to be a good ass woman. And y'all just wanna do what the internet tell y'all to. Then y'all just don't got no mind in y'all home. It's okay to care for a man. It's okay to love a man. It's okay to pour into a man. It's okay to be good to a man. Like, y'all gotta stop. You like, for real, for real. Y'all be talking about pick me, pick me, pick me. Everything ain't desperate. Some people might just genuinely like a man that they mess with, because he doing the right thing. He doing the right thing. Oh, he will hug because I ain't doing all that. Well, that's just why he ain't with you, and that's just why he ain't taking you serious. Y'all be screaming. Oh, that's a pick me. That's a pick me. Sometimes the girl ain't even doing nothing to be picked. She just might be genuinely nurturing, genuinely caring, genuinely a good person, and he likes that. Some of y'all women gotta understand, like, yeah, she really like that. She really like that, you know? Everything ain't pick me. Sometimes the man really just doing the choosing, and he going to get what he wants. Y'all gotta, like, think about it sometimes.
Ding, ding, ding.
What do we have for her, Johnny?
It sound good. And some of you dudes get too impressed with a woman getting on the internet telling us what we want to hear. My question is, are you married, ma'am? You clearly in your 30s or 40s. This sound good, and I like the message. But I'm not convinced that this is a good woman just because she giving us this lip service. Where the ring at, baby? How long you been married? That's what I want to know. And then I'll re-listen to this and decide how I feel about it. But yeah, any woman who care about what the sisterhood think, more than she care about what men she trying to date think, she probably going to fail for the rest of her life on the dating market.
He ain't lying.
Ladies, be okay with the other woman having that man. Because guess what? When you do that, God bless you with a better man. A man that provides, care, better looking, take care of you and your kids, make sure you don't want for nothing. While the other woman is over there trying to convince the world he's still with her. While you over there getting treated like a princess.
First and foremost, she's still absolutely in love with him because she's making a TikTok about him. So she definitely still cares. And she's definitely hoping he sees this and the other chick he messing with sees this. But did you notice she said something about taking care of her kids? It's probably not going to happen, ma'am. Mr. Prince Charming, going to come over there and take care of your kids? Nah. Because let's be real, you're not attracted to the guy who got such low self-esteem that he would want to do that just because you're kind of cute.
If he ain't did nothing for you in 90 days of y'all dating, that man ain't finna never do nothing for you. See, as men, the women we truly want in our lives, we provide for and we protect. A lot of these dudes gonna say, man, I ain't giving no chick nothing, man. I don't want to feel like no trick. Bro, you been dealing with her for 90 days. She been letting you hit it for 90 days. She been relieving your stress from being out in the world, slaying the dragon, cooking for you, doing all type of shit for you for 90 days. Acting like a girlfriend for 90 days. Acting damn near like a wife for 90 days. But you can't get her oil changed on her car. You can't get her a new set of tires. You can't help out with her rent. You can't give her a couple of dollars if you could. You can't get her no flour. If that man ain't doing enough for you within 90 days, and that's really pushing it, to be honest, ladies. 90 days, that man ain't finna never do nothing for you. Please cut that dude off. Don't waste your youth and your most beautiful fertile years on a man that can't do nothing for you. Don't do it, I'm telling you, because when you get older, these same dudes gonna be bitter as hell trying to date all the young girls, you know what I'm saying, and go and get these passports and all this stuff. Like, I ain't even gonna go down the rabbit hole. Don't waste your youth on a man. Don't waste your youth on a man that can't do nothing for you. Sorry, I'm here to tell you right now, and you hearing this from a man.
I don't know what you heard about me, but I'm a motherfucking S.I.M.P. No self-esteem, don't think I'm worthy, because I'm a motherfucking S.I.M.P. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, we got another pander bear here. Look, I want to do this work. I wonder, do chicks be in his DM, you know, trying to give him some P? No, they be in his DM trying to get some fee out of this S.I.M., you know the rest. Look, how about this, bruh? They should have vetted this man before they even start sleeping with him. And how about this? If a woman is in her late 20s, early 30s, early 40s, she should be able to afford getting her own oil change. That's an ain't sh- bitch if she need to get an oil change from a man.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.